Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Couple of things you need to know in the Hollywood world. Travis Kelce is traveling to Argentina to see Taylor Swift perform at her Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Look at you.
All the way to South America.
Nice. Argentina. That's a good place to go, I guess.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Shania Twain's tour bus crashed. This is not exciting.
What?
13 people were hospitalized.
What?
I just bring this up because she was just at Fiserv. She just performed here.
I was going to say, was it when she was leaving here?
Maybe it was on, Thursday? It was Wednesday yesterday.
Okay. Well, I guess not.
I think it was yesterday. But yeah, so that's another crazy thing that happened in the celebrity world.
Wow.
And then lastly, if you missed it, the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine this year, Patrick Dempsey, which I was underwhelmed with.
Wow, man.
We got into an argument about it yesterday.
Stop hating on McDreamy, fam.
I'm sorry, he's not my type anymore.
That's fine.
He was my type when I was 20, not 40. Now that he's gotten older, no.
He's everybody's type at anybody's age.
McDreamy. Sexiest man alive.
Good for him.
Yeah, I say good for him. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Wepa. Buenos dias. Good morning.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Look at that pink sky for 5 minutes in the morning, everybody.
For 5 minutes.
Look at that.
I'd say it's more like 7 or 8 minutes.
It is 7 or 8, and I can't see it anymore anyway, but I know it's out there.
You see it.
I know the sunrise is out there somewhere.
You know it's there.
Today on the show, we've got Green Day tickets at 8:40. I was telling DZ off the air about my date last night, and I went, wait, I should be telling this on the air.
Because I went, wait, you had a date last night?
Okay. Even I was like, oh yeah, I did.
Oh yeah.
It was a wild night.
Okay.
It was a wild night, okay?
We're going to talk about something today, I see. Maniacal hand rub.
7:45, I'll give you the update on the date.
Say less.
But coming up next, we're going to be talking to you about something going on in your household.
That's right. I realized I needed to update y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't understand how invested people could be, and I had somebody ask me.
Big time.
That's right. Y'all don't know.
You can't tell part of your life story and then not finish it.
Right. I realize that
okay.
now. I'm gonna continue to finish it.
Thank you. DZ is gonna give us the update we all needed. It has nothing to do with the baby.
No.
And has nothing to do with his wife, who's pregnant.
Nope.
It's the update we needed 5 days ago, though.
Yeah, my bad.
It's coming up next. Kiss FM. All right, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, buddy.
So you need to give the update to everybody right now, because you can't come in here and tell us about something this dramatic happening at your house and then not update us.
I got you. My bad. And call it the dude in me, but I just lapped in judgment and figured everything's fine. We're all fine. Whatever. We good. But y'all need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously, it was a big deal when, unfortunately, we had to bring our cat in and we got the news that we were going to have to amputate her paw.
You have an amputee cat.
We have an amputee cat
What the hell? What's going on with the amputee cat? I don't know anything. All I know is you took her and she got her arm taken off.
And that was it.
And that was it.
Right.
Well, is she alive? Well, is she walking? Is she running? What is she doing?
Well, chicken cuddly. I mean, granted, a cat.
How long ago was that now?
It is over a month.
No.
It's been over a month.
Where does time go? Okay.
I have no idea because I feel like time is an irrelevant, fictitious construct, but that's another conversation for another
day. Yeah, I feel like you told us this last week, though, that the cat was getting amputated, and now you're already like, no, we're a month out.
No, it's over a month. Yeah. And granted, honestly, well, because we started analyzing, both me and my wife started looking at her, she's okay. She's good-ish, but we did notice something.
On a level of one to meow, how meow is she?
She's pretty meow. I'd say 7 out of 10 meows.
Okay.
Right? So I say she's good to go. Fur is starting to grow back, looking okay. Mm. Honestly, she's getting back into bounce, into stride, moving, making her steps, doing her thing.
Tell everyone why they had to amputate it again. Was it she broke it?
She broke her paw. I mean, completely shattered her paw. Imagine your hand shattering completely because we were moving something, I should say, my wife, because she's like, you're so nice by saying we. It was my fault.
It was
an accident. My wife was pushing a bench under our kitchen table, and it toppled over, top heavy, slipped out her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. The cat was really, really up close around my wife because she's pregnant still.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was instantaneous. She couldn't avoid it. Fell perfectly. Freak accident. Unfortunate accident.
Right now.
The cat dipped. We couldn't find her. And unfortunately, the next day, we come to find out that her paw is huge and bent and looks all weird. So broken, and it never healed.
We tried. You got it casted and everything. It didn't heal.
Month and a half, we let it heal, and nothing doing.
Dude, the amputee cat saga has been going on for months. Who would have thunk?
And now
it has no arm. Now you got its arm taken off, which sounds horrible, but it is what it is. You had to.
It is what it is, and she's been progressing kind of beautifully, except for there's just one thing that we noticed wrong, and we're like, is it a big deal? And we only noticed this recently. For real. I noticed the other day, my wife noticed this morning, and I was like, oh, that's right. That's what I forgot to tell you the other day. I don't know if it's major. It might be major. I'm not a veterinarian, so I guess I might be asking a question.
Well, then I want to know next. And anyone wants to call and give some input on amputee cat, they're more than welcome, because I couldn't believe how many people texted and called saying, I have a three-legged cat. I have a three-legged cat. Me too. I'm like, what?
I want to talk right meow.
All right. Well, you have to tell me what happened then next.
Yeah, I got you. I'll let you know. It's kind of weird, but I think she'll be okay. But yet again,
I think.
It's only an I think, because I'm not a vet. I don't know. I hope she'll be fine.
Okay. Then tell me next, please.
Yeah.
Okay, good. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, hearing about DZ's amputee cat. Oh no.
Why you say it like that?
I don't know, because it lost a whole limb, and I feel like I'm supposed to feel bad for it.
Sounds pitiful. It does. She's fine.
All right.
Except,
what's the...
So, the only thing is, and I don't even know if this is a problem, so it might not be, because we haven't noticed and she's been fine. There's still a piece of, like, a stitch. I don't think it's a staple, because the staples were a lot bigger. There's a stitch, a staple, that's still just hanging barely by a thread, like, right in the bottom of her incision, but she's completely healed. Her fur starting to grow over. I don't want to do that.
Did you call the vet and just go, can I cut this?
Well, that's probably going to be the ideal move, is to hit the vet and see what they say.
They might say, just take it out.
Well, right. Oh, I don't know, man. They had to gas her up last time and take all the stitches and staples out.
Gas her up, like tell her how good she looks, or give her anesthetic?
Both. They had to do both.
Hey, girl, you look good.
Hey, dang, girl.
Give me your arm.
Dang, give me your arm.
Dan's in East Troy, and he wants to talk about amputee cat. He wants to. Dan, we're worried. Oh, congrats on day five, by the way.
It is
Dan.
Day five. That's what put some respect on his name.
Thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
Dan is now a theme song holder. He will have it the next time he calls in. And we're excited to have you in the club, Dan. Being a regular gets you your own theme song and a few other things on this show.
A few other things, like an immediate nickname, and I feel like I'm not even going to prove it. I'm just going to let you know what your nickname is, because we got a couple Danny's on the squad, man.
What's his nickname?
You know
what you could do? You could call me Rome. My middle name's Jerome. My friends call me Rome.
Rome, we could.
Rome and East Troy. You're Dan.
You're Dan. Yeah, you're Dan. And we're going to call you Dirty Dan. And you know the backstory behind that, big dog.
Dan's got a dirty
Dan
mouth.
The man.
Dirty Dan the man. Yes, sir. Right. Welcome to the club, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
What do you think about the amputee cat? You have experience with this?
I do. I had a friend that had a three-legged cat. What? And you know what? The cat got around just fine.
Yeah. That's what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets used to it, honestly, it won't give you pity. It won't be ashamed. It'll be happy. You know, it'll get around. It will. I've lived with animals and cats all my life, and my buddy's three-legged cat was awesome. He could still find my lap. He'd still get his one paw up and scratch on stuff.
Yeah.
And he was always happy to purr. He was always a happy cat.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, how far did they take the paw up the leg?
Whole thing. Man. Yeah.
Was it a front leg or a back leg, Dizzy?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. It was a front leg. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? And that's even better, because he's got both of his back legs to jump and walk around. He will be just fine, DZ.
Exactly. And honestly, I've noticed that. She's good. She's chilling. She's in that sappy stage still, where she's like, look at me. I'm an amputee.
Yeah.
Like, pet me. I'm all cute. Yep. And you're like, I can't not pet you. You know? And I don't know what the sympathy is.
I know you're in pain. I love you, girl. I'm going to be petting you.
Right. I don't know what that sympathy is, but you just give her some loving, and then you're like, all right, get off me. Okay.
You
got to
take the stitch out, though.
You're milk, you're right, milking
don't
it.
Don't they get hot like a heater?
Yeah, man. And they keep purring. You're like, you're milking it. Push them off. But dog, you're not, Allie, you're not wrong. I do got to figure that stitch
I'm
out.
I'm telling you, just pull it out.
I just don't want it to get like infected later. No, no, thank you. No, thank
I don't think
you.
It's going to get infected.
Call the vet. Ask if you can pull it out. They might just tell you to clip it.
Honestly.
Or they might tell you to pull it.
There you go.
Honestly.
There you go.
And if they say bring the cat in so we can charge you to clip it, just do it yourself.
No.
Nah, then no. I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say the cat's fine. I got this.
All of a sudden, Allie's fine to pull out the stitch, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Real quick.
Right, Dan, congrats on day 5.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Goodbye.
Later, man. We'll talk to you.
That was very final.
He said goodbye.
Goodbye.
Click.
No, I love Dan.
He's going to have his theme song next time he calls.
He is. Ricky is calling this morning, day 2. I have Ricky down for. Good morning, Ricky.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Do you have an amputee cat?
I do not, but I have an amputee person.
Oh, God.
Wait, what?
Oh, Ricky.
Hold on, Ricky.
What does that mean?
You got to prepare us for stuff
the
like
front
that, man.
Or the back legs. Wait.
What?
I know I might be going to hell, but
you are.
You know what? I have to say it.
Oh, no, what?
What happened?
I'm scared.
So, this is what happened. Right? I have a group of friends, right? You know, and then our group of friends, we always like to kick it, have fun, you know?
Yeah.
So one day, one of my friends, you know, he's amputated, you know, he can't walk, and we had a small little accident.
Mm-hmm.
We want to walk with one of the cars. So happens that my friend, that he's amputated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, so we were like, oh, man, I wonder if he's okay. We were hoping that he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the hospital, we seen that he was crying, and he was like, man, I can't believe this. And he was just upset. We were like, hey, what happened? You know, the accident wasn't that bad. What happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, the doctor told me just really some bad news. I'm like, what did he tell you? He was like, can't walk no more.
Well, you can't walk no more. Wait, what?
I was like, what you mean you can't walk no more?
Uh-huh.
You don't got legs. What do you mean you can't walk no more? You don't got legs. And then he was like, that's the whole purpose. That I'm injured, and I just found out again that I can't walk no more.
Oh, my God.
He said the redundancy.
What the hell? So he's just messing with you guys. Like, oh, my Lord.
So I was like, are you got to be kidding me? So he just, you know.
Well,
my friend,
you know what? Way to take care of your friends. You get friends already injured in accidents. Way to go, Ricky. What are you trying to do over there? Hurt everybody?
Can't walk no more,
sir. Get it together.
What do you mean?
Jeez.
You're already good.
Right.
Yeah.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, I'm looking forward to your advice today, because I never know if it's going to be wacky or great. There's really no in between, DZ. I just gotta say it like that.
What do you mean there's no in between?
I mean, your advice is great.
Thank you.
Hopefully you missed what I just said.
Yeah. My advice is great. Yeah.
It's great. What is the problem today?
Michaela hit a shit and said, my fiance doesn't want me to invite my family to our wedding because his can't come.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, start at the top.
I'm waiting.
I'm trying to process, but
start
I can't.
Start at the top.
Okay, his fiance doesn't want to invite...
Michaela's fiance doesn't want her to invite family to their wedding because his can't come.
Okay, go on. Let me hear.
Now hear me out. Nor hear Michaela out, really.
Okay.
My fiance and I are set to get married in a few months. We've waited for this moment for 5 years, mm-hmm. and we really love each other very much. We met abroad, and he moved to the States to work and be together until we can afford to get married. He lives far away from his family and friends and can't afford for them all to attend the ceremony. We aren't doing a traditional wedding, just jump in the room, signing papers at the courthouse, a very small get-together to basically do dinner and drinks with close friends and family.
Okay.
We plan to do a huge extravagant wedding reception in a few years when we can afford to fly everyone in. We have our friends to be a bridesmaid and groomsman. Okay. Or I'm assuming they mean best man.
Yeah.
But same deal.
Same deal.
Same deal. Same deal. Whatever. But my fiance is upset that I'm willing to let my parents and grandparents come to the courthouse to see us, quote unquote, officially get married. He's upset that his family isn't able to witness the actual wedding again. Quote unquote.
Mm.
How do you suggest I allow my family to be there, but make my future but don't make my future husband feel bad,
girl.
Michaela. Yo. All right. See, now you understand the problem now.
Yes, she's saying her family can come, but his can't.
Well, they literally can't, though, right? He's being a little petitious. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Like I hate to say it because it's a big day for everybody. But y'all are signing papers at the courthouse.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you need anybody there, really? If it's nothing, do it at the reception altogether.
People get sentimental.
Yeah.
Right? People get real sentimental real quick. And here's what it is. Mm. Bobby's an immigrant. Mm-hmm. You know, from whatever country he's from. Mm-hmm. You know, and as an immigrant myself, mm-hmm. I understand the feeling of like, oh well man, my family isn't here for such a monumentous, you know, occasion. Mm-hmm. When the reality is, it ain't that big. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's not the hugest of moments.
Right.
And with the way technology works nowadays, mm-hmm. dog, FaceTime.
And why can't they come to the divorce hearing?
FaceTime.
I said what I said.
Oh, bogus.
I know, right?
Bogus.
Somebody's got to balance out this show.
Yeah. No, but like, for real, the celebration happens a lot later. And if you are that worried about him, I don't know if you can record or film or be on live stream in the actual courthouse.
I agree.
If you can,
film it. Or FaceTime it or something.
Or live stream it. Yeah. Live stream it. For all you know, that family would love to jump on WhatsApp. You know, everybody uses WhatsApp abroad. Like, that's the big thing. You can hop on a live Zoom and then everybody be together.
But maybe some people don't want to go.
And straight up.
Send me the link. I'll be there. Wink, wink.
I'll be
at the wedding.
I'm dabbling between the lines. And I'm sure somebody might have their own opinion and advice or whatever. But I'm dabbling between the lines. They can't afford for all the family to be there. Mm-hmm. What if she could surprise him with a family member?
That's actually a great idea to have one. But then how do you pick one and then everybody?
Hey, listen. It happened for my wedding.
Yeah.
My family was only able to have one family member be there.
Yeah.
Well, realistically, the only one that made the biggest effort to be there. But my aunt came for our wedding and it was huge. It was amazing. It was dope to have her there. Would it have been amazing to have our whole family there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then that's why we had the live stream set up. I was in this situation where I didn't have family, mm-hmm. blood relation and strength at the wedding because they all live in another country.
Right, they're all in Colombia.
They're all in Colombia, so personal experience here. It'll be okay, especially if y'all are just jumping a broom and planning to do some stuff later. I mean, hey, I think my advice is good to get good today, but who try to battle?
You think your advice is good every day, DZ? Come on.
You're not
Come
wrong.
Come on.
No, you ain't wrong.
Michaela wants to know what to do. My fiance doesn't want me to invite my family because his can't come. How does she make him feel better?
Right?
Something?
Balance it?
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
DZ already helped out Michaela. She's worried about what to do because her fiance can't have his family at their wedding. So he's trying to ruin it for her. So your family can't come either.
Dang.
What should Michaela do? Let's go to Lauren in Greenfield this morning. Hey, Lauren. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you're in a good mood. I like it.
Right?
Okay, yes. Now.
Raising the energy.
Who needs coffee when you got Lauren?
Right. Sheesh.
What do you think Michaela should do?
So my husband and I actually got married last December, and we had to do...
Wait, she said my husband got married? She said my husband and I, right?
Yeah, she said my husband and I.
All I heard was my husband got married last time. I'm like, what?
No, we got married, and it was like the courthouse stuff, but we actually had to have someone like come to our house because it was still like COVID stuff. So we didn't want to like hurt anyone's feeling with our family. So we just did like one of each of our best friends. Mm.
Were you secretly happy you didn't have to go through that because you had to have it at the house? Tell the truth.
Yeah, it was nice. And it was drama. We didn't want too many people, you know, squeezed into one place.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier when you can blame some. That's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The problem is now they're listening to the radio and they're like, Lauren told us we couldn't come.
No. We're going to do something in the future. So I think it's just better for them to, you know, have like two close people and then have family in the future for like the big wedding.
And that's the new it thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. People just do their own little small sum for yourself. Yeah. Pick one other person to really represent you and your family.
Because I
whatever.
Hate to say people don't care about the wedding, but if they're not in the wedding, a lot of people just go to the reception. Look at all the people that don't even go to the wedding. They're rude, man.
True.
They just want the party.
They go to the party. They don't even care about the marriage. That's my point.
I mean, who doesn't just want the party? Let's Let's be honest. Do y'all not just want to go?
No, I just want to go to the party.
Exactly. Thank you.
And the long, like, hour Catholic weddings. Come on. You guys are killing me.
Hey, I'm trying. Exactly. And that's the key. Hey, but congratulations, Lauren. Make sure our invitation doesn't get lost in the mail.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Bye, thank Lauren. You so much.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Jay is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Jay. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. Not much.
Did you have a situation where you tried to get married and your family couldn't come?
No, not at all. Well, first of all, they should just call it off. You know what I mean? Like, they're not meant to be.
Well, Jay, you're going to top DZ for worst advice ever. This is amazing.
Jay.
He said just throw it all in the trash.
Are you a Gemini?
He is. Yeah. You and DZ are like long-lost brothers.
Sagittarius all day, you know what I mean?
Just as wild.
No. We're actually getting married next year, June, you know, and there's a little discrepancy of, certain sides of the family being bigger than the other. Yeah. And maybe we should invite so many people, and, you know, and I agree with the last caller, just make it personal and just make it just your closest family, and that's enough.
Absolutely. All right. So Jay did not say just throw it all in the trash.
He's not throwing it in the trash, but he said Michaela needs to throw it in the trash and just ditch it.
Well, Jay, congrats on your upcoming wedding.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man.
And we'll talk to you before the wedding, hopefully.
That's right.
Because we have time.
Yeah, I'll call back and get that song one of these days.
Hey-o. That's exactly. Get that song once we get that invitation. Later, Jay.
You laugh away, Jay, but you heard him.
Yeah, you heard what somebody said. You get the song when we get the invitation.
You heard what he said. Debbie's calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Debbie, good morning.
Morning. How y'all doing?
We trying to figure it out for Michaela. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we better than her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We don't have this problem.
Of course.
Nope.
But I 100% agree with you, DZ, today.
Hmm. Ooh, let's go.
That never happens. This is great.
Mm-mm.
This is great.
No, he gives good advice.
Oh,
kind of gassing you up,
Debbie. Gloom, keep gassing me up. Okay. Hey, gass me up. Appreciate
Dang.
That.
Well, thanks for calling, Debbie.
Yeah, right. What else you got? No what problem. Else you got to say?
No. That's it. Bye.
Y'all are great.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Debbie. No, for real.
You call every day.
All she said was, "Hey, you amazing, DZ. Yeah. You the best.
I mean,
forget everybody else. You just the one, son."
Listen. This is like yesterday when I said, "Tell me I'm pretty." DZ's having that moment right now.
I can't believe they did that to you.
Wasn't that so rude that I had to tell them? God.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you had to be here yesterday to know what we're talking about, have a great day, Debbie.
Exactly. Yeah, appreciate your call, Debbie.
Wait, tell me I'm pretty, Debbie. I'm kidding.
Oh, she already hung up.
Bella texted in and said, "This girl needs to consider if this guy is right for her. That's pretty messed up to ask her that. Support from loved ones is everything."
Well, that's kind of what Jay was leaning at. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's saying, that's not a good look if he's going, "You can't invite family. Don't tell them to come. You know, my family can't be there." That's a little gaslighting, ain't it?
Yeah,
a little bit.
100%. 100% it is, because it's just not her fault that his family can't be there.
I mean, I'm saying you could figure it out, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying throw the whole relationship away, you know, but
you're not.
I'm not saying hit the FaceTime, hit the message, hit the live stream, hit the Zoom. There's so many ways you can include him now.
Try to support him and make him feel better, not worse.
Something,
right?
Yeah, all something.
Right. Evan's in Hales Corners, and Evan has officially earned his own theme song 5 days in a row. Oh,
hey, what's up, Allie and DZ?
Hey.
Never scared.
Let's go. Never scared.
You got it, Evan. Never scared.
No, but man, this guy needs to grow up. What is this little kid? If I can't have my friends and family, you can't have yours either.
Right?
What's going on?
Right?
So I feel that.
Right. She needs to either say, "Hey, you know what? This is the way it is, and you can marry me," or like the last guy who says, "Call the thing off." I'm calling the thing off because this is childish.
Well, and if it was a woman doing that, we'd be like, "She's so petty." That's why I'm like, yeah, reverse
exactly.
it. If she was like,
"Do you hate my mom and you just want to spite her so she can't come either?" You
hey,
know,
I did say Buddy was being a little petitious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't
what does my mom have to suffer for? She deserves to come. I'm sorry yours was far away, but you did make the decision to move across the world. So,
that part. I mean, he sacrificed that. He made that choice. Mm-hmm. That part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
well,
yeah,
that's what people are texting in. If his family can't come, but he wishes they could, she should back down.
Dang. Okay. I don't know about all that. I mean,
somebody said, I get the fiance feels bad his family can't come, but why should she also feel bad and exclude her family? That's like saying someone saying, I broke my leg, so you should break yours too, so we can both be hurt.
Yeah, exactly. It's ignorant.
Let people you love come, as many that are able to.
I mean, I don't know about all that. Listen, then you start getting into muddy water.
Let's be real.
Then you start getting into muddy water. I want to come too. Oh, no, me too. Right. I mean, then you pack the courthouse out. Wait for the few years for the big party, then everybody can be happy. Mm-hmm. Right now, get everybody on Zoom, something. Figure it out. Or, like Jay was saying, just cut it.
Better get a Zoom account.
Download that.
You're welcome. So I was telling DZ a story about a date I went on last night. And then I go, why am I not telling this on the air? This story is so funny.
You just stopped mid-story and went, never mind.
After Am I the Jerk, I'll tell you about it, DZ.
Right. So here I am just like a third of the story in, just waiting.
Something funny happened. I'll just tell you that.
All right,
First date last night. Okay, that's coming up 7:45 this morning because I know you nosy people want to know and I'm going to give you the juice.
Of course.
Listen, I need to hear the baby update. It is 7:25-ish. Get your silly putty out. We're going to talk and squeeze some silly putty, DZ.
I was going to say, get the stress reliever out, right?
Because when I walked in this morning, I said, how are you doing? You go, I'm all right,
I'm
G.
I'm good.
And I go, the Bucks won. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, dog. That's great.
And you
great.
Go, yeah. But great everybody game. Kept asking me last night, what's wrong? And I went, nothing's wrong. What do you mean? And I said, DZ, you don't have anything going on. You got a baby due any second now. You got two full-time jobs now. You work at the station and for the Bucks. Uh-huh. Are you okay?
I'm good. I am good. But it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes people expect you to smile all the time.
And you weren't smiling, so they thought something was wrong.
I don't always got to smile, man.
No, you had your stink face.
Okay. And honestly, I got RDF.
You do.
Yeah,
I do.
That's
what I'm saying. You had the stink face.
I had stink
face.
You've seen it. When I'm blank face, nothing can be wrong, but I got zero emotion going on.
And I go, what's wrong? You go, none.
Nothing.
No, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I go, you look fine. I'm fine.
I'm good.
Is that what people did to you last night?
Yeah, a few people were like, yo, what's
you
up?
You had RDF all night, didn't you?
I got RDF. I probably had it hard. And I was like, my bad. Like, honestly, like, it's not that I'm not good. I'm just really kind of preoccupied thinking about this baby.
You just bought a house. You have a two-year-old.
Yeah.
A pregnant wife.
Yeah.
A baby coming any day.
Preach.
And like I said, two jobs.
Speak on it.
This guy needs a break.
Speak on it.
So if we can Aaron go into labor for a while so he can get a nap in?
Can we just got like a 6 hour,
he
7 hour?
And then he's back into full dad mode, everybody.
I'll be back. Just don't have the baby when I'm sleeping, okay?
But no baby yet.
No baby yet. As far as baby watch goes, that's what it is. I'm on baby watch 24/7.
Yeah.
It's not just right down right now at this point in the morning. Like, it's all day for me. I'm thinking, is it now? Any text
How's
my wife
Aaron's
sends me.
Mood?
She's good, but she's also kind of over it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been pregnant twice. I did not enjoy it.
Over it.
I mean, I love my children, but people, I love being pregnant. Shut up.
Over it.
Who are those people? I don't know those people, man. I'm like, what do you mean you love it?
And we know
you
people.
You love the baby.
We know people that have three, four, five kids.
Yeah.
They're like, I loved every minute of it, and that's fantastic. That is great.
That ain't Aaron?
I don't think that's my wife. She has enjoyed this entire process,
yeah.
But it's a lot on the body. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a huge undertaking, and it takes a lot from you, too. As a woman, like, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
You know, because a man, I don't have to.
It's just a lot, and then you're just over it, and you just are like, okay, get this thing out.
Get this thing out.
Yeah, it's essentially that.
So she's
like, I need a cocktail yesterday. Let's go.
A blessing. Oh, she's waiting on her cocktail. I know that's for sure.
I'll show up with an IV of booze. At the hospital. Tell her I said I got her.
She said just sneak it in. Like, no.
How do I say I got you again?
Yo te tengo.
Yo te tengo,
yo
Aaron.
Te tengo.
I got you.
No, she wants to enjoy her cocktail at home.
Mm.
On some ice. You know what I'm saying? With a little bit of ice in her beverage. You know what I'm saying?
The first sip.
The first sip. That's all she wants. No, come on. Now I'm painting my wife crazy right now.
No, you're not. I couldn't wait to have a drink. As soon as I got the epidural, I was like, woo!
Woo! Let me get
I've been waiting for this. I've been sober for 9 months. Woo! Like, you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. I was like, shoot me up, Doc. Put some more in that little IV, my friend.
She's gonna enjoy a strong glass of something. I know that's right. That's all she said. Do you know what I'm saying?
Make it strong, Doc. Yeah. Get that cocktail going. I've been waiting for this. No, okay, seriously. We're on Baby Watch.
Baby Watch update
will keep coming for you, and I can't wait.
So far today, no baby yet.
We're gonna meet little baby Danny. Danny's son.
Yeah, Danny's son.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. That's the name if you missed it, and it's a boy. And oh, happy birthday to Santino. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Santino.
If something happened and you had the baby today, it would be on Santino's birthday. Yeah.
Birthday twins. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see if it happens, Santino. But Am I the Jerk is coming up next. Get ready. Somebody doesn't want to buy Christmas presents for certain people in their family.
I don't want to buy Christmas presents for nobody.
Amen.
This is me.
Preach.
No, I'm playing.
Are we the jerks that we don't want to buy them for anybody? We're doing an audible in the middle of Am I the Jerk. It's coming up next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wanted her name changed. You got it. So Isabella wants to know if she's the jerk for not getting one side of her family Christmas gifts. Sounds shady.
It sounds a little bogus, yeah. But without hearing the full story, we judgmental just by initiation alone.
And she sent this email to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. At the bottom of it, she said, I have another one. I'm sending a second email for a different moral dilemma. I'm like, well, keep them coming.
Follow-up therapist Allie and DZ.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one yet, though. But this is what she wrote. She said, Allie and DZ, this year my significant other and I had our first baby. Gratefully, my family's been super involved. They threw me a huge shower. They babysit. They buy gifts that we've not asked for. They stop in for visits to see our baby.
Nice.
However, my significant other's family has not done the same. His family came to my shower, ate all the food, didn't bring anything since the baby's been born.
Dang.
And they've not put any effort in to see him. They only invite us over for occasions and never want to come to our home where it's easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
For my first Mother's Day, I received a dead plant. For Christmas last year when I was pregnant, I got a DIY mason jar with marbles glued to it, full of dust, like it was found in the basement.
Dang.
My significant other is insisting we buy all of his family gifts for Christmas this year. That's 12 people in total. We aren't made of money, and in fact, I handle all of our money, and the end of the year is tight. So I express that the money he wants to spend towards the people that don't put any effort or care into our family should go to our baby instead.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying it's wrong of me to think like that, and if we have the ability to help his family and treat them, we should. I'm completely fine with treating my family with gifts because they've done so much for us. Just in general, they're around. Am I the jerk for not wanting to give his family anything for Christmas? Shady.
Yeah, this is a little... talking about moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, this is one
right
here.
How are you going to get gifts for one side and not the other? How?
You can't.
That's bogus. It seems impossible.
It is impossible.
But if they're never around, they don't support you, they don't show up, why are you all of a sudden buying gifts at Christmas? I get that.
Because it's the season of giving, and it's not the point of receiving, and it's not to keep tallies of all, like, how throughout the year, how many times somebody has done what. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you do keep it in mind, you know, but it's subconscious. It's not like somebody busts out the little naughty or nice pamphlet that they made for themselves. Santa does. We don't. That's Santa's job.
You feel me?
We don't do none of that. You feel me? So, honestly, leave the naughty and nice list to Santa because it's not up to you. And you get people's gifts according to who's in your family. Maybe you don't get them as an expensive of a gift.
Yeah.
You feel me? Hit up Five Below.
Somebody texted in all caps, absolutely not the jerk.
Dang, all caps.
And then somebody else said, are you kidding? His family is shady. It's her first kid.
It is her first kid, right? You gotta worry about that. But I'm leaning towards a little bit of a jerk,
because
she's like, I'm good getting my family gifts. They do stuff for us. That's not the spirit of giving. That's not why you do that. You do that because it's loved ones, and I guarantee you, he loves his family. You gotta love his family.
Ooh.
Your baby's gonna love that family, or y'all gotta cut ties.
Back to back. Nope, not a jerk. Next one, she's a jerk. Oh, I can't wait to hear what the callers are gonna say, because it's literally back to back. No, yeah. yes, no,
don't get,
yes.
Don't get nobody nothing then.
Who said re-gift the marbles? You know what? Give the marbles. Stop it.
White elephant that stuff, baby.
414-533-1037. Is Isabella a jerk if they only buy for her family this Christmas?
Yup.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Today, Isabella wants to know if she's the jerk if they only buy Christmas gifts for her side of the family because his family doesn't do anything for them or support them, she feels like. Wow. Let's go to Sandra in Sheboygan Falls this morning. Hey, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Doing pretty well. Okay. How are you guys?
Good. Which way are you going on this? You think she's a jerk or not the jerk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's a jerk. I really don't.
Fair game.
Okay. Okay. Explain, please.
Yeah. I think because, well, one, I think it's kind of crazy to be expected to buy so many gifts.
Mm.
I don't think
that's fair. That's a lot of people. 12 people that you never see or talk to. That's fair.
That's true.
Fair.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And as family is always together. They should be there for each other.
Right.
Not just when they want to.
Because you're related doesn't mean you have to get it. Just because they're technically your blood doesn't mean you have to get them gifts is where she's going, right?
Exactly.
You have to actually spend time with them because I have friends I'm closer to than some of my family who I would probably buy gifts before my family.
Mm.
Right?
Right. Yeah. I'm right there in the same boat, honestly. We have friends that are closer than some family and
Okay, well,
so I can
listen.
Somewhat relate.
Shakara in Plymouth said, get them all some fruitcake. Come on.
Send everybody a fruitcake.
All right, thanks for calling, Sandra. Have a good day.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
She said, not the jerk.
Yeah, kicks it off, says, Ooh-wee. Not the jerk.
Well, pull up Lala. She's going to be a little fireball. Good morning, Lala.
Good morning.
Come on. Hey, Grandpa.
All right. Is Isabella a jerk if she only wants to buy gifts for her side of the family and not her significant others?
Mm.
Yeah, she a jerk. I'm going to use DZ's word. She's a little petitious.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to be, a little something because then if they buy just for one side and not the other and they're all together, that's going to be a little, little tension in the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just give them a little something. Be Oprah. You get a gift card. You get a gift card. At least $5.
$5. Thank you.
Do you know what,
little $5 something.
Somebody texted in and said, get a family gift card. Like, that
there
was a
you
suggestion
go.
That from somebody said, get them just all one card, which is really basically giving to one person.
A family gift card? What you going to do? Put $150 on one gift card? Like, hey, everybody gets $5
right,
off this.
Right, You can go to a dinner or whatever on me.
Right.
Yeah.
At that point, just take everybody out to a dinner.
Something. It a little something. And Christmas is all about, like you said, giving and whatever. Mm-hmm. But just a little something to get them out of your, get out of your face.
And be in the spirit. That's what's important in my opinion, yo. Mm-hmm. You don't got to go big, but I agree with Lala.
Somebody texted in, Bella did. Wow, this girl is bogus. Petitious. You've really made this word take off.
Hey, this word is strong, just so y'all know. I made it up.
The first time you said it, I thought it was a real word, and you go, no, I made it up.
It's the colloquial. It's the colloquial definition
hashtag
of petty.
Petitious today.
Hashtag petitious, yes.
We're making it a thing. Just like she made fetch cool.
Guess what? I am going to make fetch happen. What now? What now, Gretchen?
Lala, we love you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. Coming up next, because now we have it split right down the middle, which 50, 50. Means we're going to Cassie in Sheboygan this morning. Hey, Cassie.
Hi, she's a jerk, 100,000,000%.
Hi, forget the formalities, jerk, jerk, yeah. Jerk.
Love it. All right, good talk.
Why you say that, Cassie?
Her attitude just sucks. Like, she seems like a fun sucker. Like,
ooh.
If I got a thing of marbles from, like, let's say, like, my niece and nephew, I'd be like, oh, that's cute and funny, and then move on with my life.
True.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
True.
Yeah. But when
and, like,
an adult
I had
gives you
my
it.
Grandparents, like, kind of fall out with my parents, and they would write me things in my Christmas card, like, if you don't come see us, we won't give you gifts. And, like, as a child,
what?
That's not up to me. You know, that's a parent thing. So,
oh.
like...
That I'm so sad.
As much as it's not about the gift, it's just about caring about somebody else.
That,
you know?
Like, that was endless. That was a gaslight from the grandparents as like a little side jab to the parents. You know, you were just a consequence of that because they were saying it to you to get the message to them.
This is what parents do all the time, though. They put their kids in the middle, and then she's sitting there going, I'm a kid. I have no choice where I go.
Right.
Yeah, I go exactly where they take me.
Cassie thinking about packing an overnight bag and running away to her grandparents for the holidays.
I have so much therapy to go through now.
I was going to say, how did we go from marbles to have you been traumatized? Now I feel bad.
It'd be like that, don't it?
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be like that, but we're going to handle it together. Well, you know, Cassie knows she's not alone here.
This is what the holidays do. They bring out the worst in everybody.
Dude.
Oh, man.
It triggered me.
That's why she got on and said, no, 100 million, 1,000 gajillion, fulfillion percent the jerk. Don't say nothing else. She
didn't
a jerk.
Even stutter.
No.
I wasn't even done saying, how you doing, Cassie? Jerk.
Jerk.
No. We waste no time here.
Next up on the line, jerk. Jerk.
Cassie, you're funny. Call back sometime, please, okay?
Get you a theme song.
All right.
I will.
Have a good day.
Yeah, later.
Somebody texted in, said, not a jerk. They're draining her Christmas spirit. Somebody said, but his family isn't caring. Why should she? Again, because it's not, it's about just being kind. He wants to just give to his family.
And honestly, I like the doing a dinner thing, because then everybody, whoever comes, and whoever doesn't, you don't got to worry about who made it, because whoever actually wants to be there will be there.
And since they got you marbles from the basement with dust, the gift card can be fast food.
It can be fast food.
Approved.
Approved. Oh, 1,000%. 100,000%.
You're welcome. Okay, coming up next, I'll tell you about my date. Because I totally forgot. I was telling this story earlier to DZ in the middle off the air, and I go, I should tell this on the air. This is really funny what happened on my date.
Mid-story, you said time out.
I said, hold on, I'll tell you on the air. It's coming up next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM.
How you gonna start like that? Talk about...
Because I had...
Gasped.
Allie and DZ, I went on a date and I just looked to see what he said. He wrote me last night after the date and I didn't even read it
and
yet.
And you didn't see it?
But there's Spanish at the end.
Oh, ooh.
I was like, wait, DZ, there's Spanish at the end. That's how I went.
Hold up now.
He speaks Spanish. He's a white dude, though.
Well, yeah, you can't judge it.
I'm here for it.
Because I'm a black dude, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're saying he's secretly Colombian?
Hey, he might be. All I'm saying, he might be.
He's a white dude. No,
he's a white dude.
Spanish. No, okay, so last night I wanted to tell you this story. I had plans with my girlfriends, who I did go out with.
Mm-hmm.
And we had plans to go basically get dinner together.
Okay, ladies' night.
Yeah, and as I was preparing for dinner, I had seen that when I was gone off of my Bumble for like a week, it blew up apparently. So I go back in, I go, oh, geez, I got all these messages because I've just been absent.
Yeah, so when you check back in, you're like, oh my gosh, who are all these people?
There was this guy, and he was like, can you have a drink Wednesday or Thursday? And I go,
would you look at the day?
I'll be out tonight. You would like to meet after dinner? And I'm like, who am I? I'm so spontaneous. He's like, okay. I'm like,
okay.
I go out to dinner with my girlfriends, and I said, I got to go meet this guy. They go, when? I go, when I feel like it. And they go, what? I go, I'm not leaving my girlfriends for a dude. When we're done, I will go over there meet him.
Sisters before misters.
100%.
I feel it.
We enjoyed ourselves, and then I checked it, and he was at the restaurant waiting. He's like, oh, I'm here. Just got here. I'm like, oh, he's serious. I'm still with my girlfriend.
He pulled up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, girls, he's here. I have to go. I have to go to the it was right next door.
Said, ladies, red alert.
I said, hold on. But then I looked at him, and I go, can you guys come over and have a drink? And while I'm having, he's not going to know you're my friends.
Oh,
he
you
has
mean,
no idea.
Pull the old, I walk in first, y'all follow a couple minutes behind move.
100. And I said, and now I'm going to not try not to look at you because I'll giggle if I see you. Uh-huh. And he's going to know you're my friend.
Yeah, walk in, be cool.
Yeah.
Why, you the one not being cool at all.
So they go, all right, Allie, we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
So I leave the restaurant I'm at. I go to the one next door that he's at, and he's sitting at the bar. The place is dead.
Nice.
And I walk in and I sit down. We start having a drink. We start talking. Nice guy. Nothing bad to report. I'll probably see him again. Nothing spicy or passionate to report to you guys. It's just a few drinks and conversation.
Oh, yeah, not yet, because you didn't know he messaged you, so I'm trying to figure out what
I know. Well, I forgot that I told my friends to come. Here's where it gets funny.
Wait, oh, yeah, I forgot.
You forgot about the friends, DZ.
Right.
I forgot about the friends. I had my back. I was facing him. So we were at the bar, and I turned so I was looking at him while I'm talking to him. all of the sudden, the vodka's flowing, and I turn around and I go, I forgot. Like it's the first time I've seen them. I wasn't even trying to pretend or act. I go, you guys, it's my friend.
You forgot that you told them to pull up.
And I go, how long have you been here? And they're like, what's happening? They're Why is she talking to us?
This is Ixnay. And I go, we don't know you, strange, crazy lady.
I go, those are my friends. I'm like screaming it from the rooftops.
Frantically.
Like, he goes, well, do they want to join us? I go, sure. They're like, no.
No, like, thank you.
Come on over. He's like, you guys, nice to meet you. He goes up and he introduces himself there. And I'm like, I forgot. It was supposed to be a secret they were here. And I go, I was just with them. He goes, wait, these were the friends you were at dinner with? I go, yeah, I told them to come over, but I forgot.
But I forgot.
And we started talking. And then I turned around and surprised my own self.
And then I got excited about them being here after I came to meet you. So I forgot that I told them to come suspiciously. Yeah. Don't be suspicious.
Yeah. So anyway, so it was funny and they met him. But I didn't even get a chance to ask them what they thought. Because they left and then I left and
Okay, but overall it went okay.
Yeah, he said have a great time in Mexico. So I assume I'll go out with him again, I guess.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something right here. Yeah. The context clues that you just broke down for me.
You know,
you felt so comfortable in that moment with him, just having met him, like not really thinking too much of it, that once you got like a little settled in and felt him out for yourself, that you turned around and saw your homies, you were like, hey,
you're right.
Friends.
These are
about the covert operation because there didn't need to be a covert operation. This dude's harmless. Come here, ladies.
He was. He even was like, I saw you at Bar Louie in our 20s. And I go, well, did you ever think 20 years later, you too could be a single parent and divorced on a date with me when you saw me at Bar Louie in our 20s? You too, my friend.
Wait, did you just say he's been stalking you since y'all were 20?
Is that a red flag?
Hold on. Why does he remember that?
I don't know. Is that creepy?
Now I don't know.
He said, I remember seeing you at Bar Louie in our 20s, but I would have been probably single or married at the time. I would have been single or married. That made no sense, what I just said.
Mission back on.
Really?
Incognito mission back on.
You don't like it that he knew me that long? You think that's weird?
I don't know. Why you got to bring that up?
Okay, my other issue.
No, I'm just glad.
There's another issue.
I'm just instigating.
Me too, actually.
Wait, there's another issue? Hold on.
The only issue that I had was he was a little too...
Hoity-toity.
Where's he live? Does he
live in... He's got a lake house he's telling me about. And he's telling me about
It
was a lot of... a lot of money talk, and I went, I don't care.
It doesn't
like
matter.
You know, very nicely dressed.
Oh, did he drop
financial guy. You're picturing the type.
Did he drop 100 and not worry about it?
I didn't look. Let him pay.
He let $100 bill fall out of his pocket like a single.
I offered to go Dutch, and he's like, no. And I said, you're right. No, that's right.
Not yet.
I don't know. I'll let you know. I'm going to Mexico with my friends. You're having a baby. Maybe, and we'll see you when we see you.
Priorities. This hoity-toity nice guy, whatever, nice. Unassuming, threatening, maybe head-stalking you for 20 years guy. We ain't worried about him yet. We'll worry about him when we get back from Mexico and after this baby's born.
That's right.
Bigger things. Bigger fish.
We have no name, but there's your update. I told my friends to come, and then I forgot I told them to come.
And then you got geeked when you saw him. Got all excited. My friends! Yeah, hi, ladies! You're
a fool. There's your update. There is no update. I feel like I say this all the time. There is no update.
No, It works for me. I feel like it was a nice summary, though.
It was a nice little summary.
Yeah.
Okay. Kiss FM.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Travis Kelce is going to travel to Argentina.
He's fleeing the country?
He is, for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. I love it.
Oh, he's not fleeing. He's just going. Oh, okay.
He's just going to see his woman. Because they are serious.
Ooh, his woman.
He bought a whole new house in Kansas City to have more security because of Taylor Swift.
I swear he is smitten, boy. Simping, smitten.
So that's happening with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. And then, did you know that Tom Brady has been seeing, you know, Irina Shayk, remember Bradley Cooper's ex?
Yeah.
Okay, and Bradley Cooper's now with Gigi Hadid, who's like 20 years younger than him. This whole thing is a messy mess, and I'm here for it, okay?
Right.
Now they're saying that Irina Shayk wants to be seen at Tom's apartment. Like, she's intentionally walking in front. I'm like, okay, do we believe that?
Why does it matter?
I don't know. I mean, how else she get in and out of the building?
I was gonna say. How else do you get in and
out? They probably have back. They have back doors.
Underground
Celeste
garages.
Have plenty of back doors. Plenty. Yeah,
she could just parachute in off the helicopter. Yeah. Y'all, duh.
I mean, maybe she wants. I mean, Tom Brady is one of the most famous dudes on the planet.
And maybe there is some intentionality behind not using secret entrance. But why would somebody have to use the secret entrance?
Well, you're right. But ask me if I would hide coming out of Tom Brady's apartment.
Would you hide?
Woo! I'd be like, ladies. Hey. It was great.
I'm going to the penthouse.
I came from Tom Brady.
Y'all know penthouse TB12. Y'all know TB12. Yeah, I'm going up there.
Allie, why you limping?
See, I was just practicing my hikes. You know what I'm saying?
Lots of football.
Get out of here, G.
I'm just saying. Do you blame the girl?
I was just up there with TB, baby.
Call me, ladies.
Ooh-wee.
Dishing at 4 p.m.
Chill
on
out.
The Zoom.
So listen, I'd be screaming it too.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Let the girl come out of Tom Brady's apartment and tell the world. Let her live.
Let her say it quietly, loudly, whatever.
Let her live. Not only do we have Green Day tickets in the next 20 minutes or less.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I need help from the listeners.
Oh, you need help?
I need help because I'm out of here. I'm leaving the radio station and I'm leaving Milwaukee. And Vamonos. I said what I said.
We out.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao. Hasta luego.
I'll tell you where I'm going next. So.
All right,
and if I'm coming back or not.
Oh, I thought you meant you was leaving right now.
No,
like,
no,
bye.
No, tomorrow.
Oh, got it.
But I didn't say I was coming back.
Wait, hold on.
I'm just saying, hold on. Coming
hold
up
on.
Next.
We need you to stay.
I need help.
We need you
no,
to
you
stay.
No, you don't. You're fine.
We need you to stay.
You'd be fine without Allie.
Okay. Says Allie.
I'll get your advice next. 103.7 KISS FM. Spitting everywhere. Hold on. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Look who I invited over.
You got special guests.
Two guests. Get your cute butts. Three people.
Tres amigos. There you go. Tres amigos.
Go to that microphone over there. You know who you are.
Get everybody.
You know what? We're going to need a theme song.
Buenos dias.
Oh, snap. You already know. I got to hit it for the one
we're
time.
We're going to need a theme song because everybody's going to know who this is. Destiny's in the house.
Hey, buenos dias.
And her hot wife, Lala's in the house. Woo!
And the youngin' got the whole squad up in here.
Yeah. I was going to talk about how I'm going to Mexico, but screw that. What are you guys doing here?
Well, we had to come off and drop off stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We had to come and drop stuff off for my guy. You know, I mean, yeah. We didn't get the big invite to the party. Plus, we were busy anyway. So I know the baby's coming pretty soon. So my wife was like, babe, we got to drop these gifts off.
I know. And I wanted to see the, you know, the radio station. And
you've never
like
been
that.
Here, Lala?
Never been here.
What?
Yep.
How's your wife never been here?
See, just one time at band camp.
You hide your wife. And by the way, in the hallway, what did you say, Lala? What did you guys say? I have a single friend? And
yeah, I got my friend who I was talking to this morning. She said that it is No Man November. So I heard of No Shave November. I said, shorty, I got to let them know it's No Man. And then I heard you already went on a date. I said, whoop,
yeah,
there goes
Allie,
that. That's out the window.
Two this week.
Yes. Hot body.
Put on one I never spoke about.
Allie already ixnayed No Shave November,
I'm good for November. Like, I can't even go back at this point.
It's a wrap.
Sorry. Yeah, I got one to December.
What's that?
You guys brought your baby.
We can go no. I mean, I'm not going to say it, but no something in December.
No, thanks.
Listen, Destiny,
it's cuffing season, okay?
Oh, yeah,
I'm sitting in the house alone?
It's tax season, cuffing season.
I'm not. Allie's not
sitting
in the house.
It's getting cold out here. Allie trying to keep the heat on, you know what I'm saying?
Lay it down.
Time for you.
Lay it down, I'll pick it up. Okay? You like that? Come on, DZ.
That was a good one.
You liked it, didn't you?
We got plenty of kids. We can drop over there and you can cuddle with the kids.
I'm good.
I'm done with y'all.
Okay, so you guys brought DZ something for the baby. Is that what you really did?
Yes, we did.
Aw, thanks, guys.
We got two. We know how it is. We got two and we got another one on the way. So,
do you know the gender
yet? Well, we got three.
Not till the 20th?
Not until the 20th.
Yeah, the 20th.
If you have a baby, I'll do the gender reveal without you.
Right. At least I'll be able to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Okay, November 20th, so we're going to do something for our family on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. Yeah, they will know Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wait, so we can't do a gender reveal before Thanksgiving on the radio?
I mean, I don't know how many of the family members are listening. So.
Really? That's rude.
Okay, well, they do, but I was just trying to you know, hope they would say, just do it on the radio, Destiny.
I mean, don't tempt us. We'll definitely do it, but if y'all family here before y'all get to do it for the fam, that's on y'all. All right, we got y'all green light. Okay, say less.
Did you see your son didn't want to hang out with me?
Come here. Hi.
Come here. Well,
hey, watch this. I love babies. Come here.
Oh. He said, nah.
Get this loud white woman out of my face.
I'm cooling.
We have what we call
Roland, my intern.
Call it by his name.
No,
he's at school. He started school. So
yeah.
Well, happy babies to everybody in the room.
Yay. Happy babies.
There's a lot of fertility in this room right now.
Yeah, get curing Allie's baby fever left and right now.
We're rubbing off on Allie. Ready? Nope. Go.
Nah.
It just happened. It hit my ovaries and it bounced back.
Dang.
They said no. Nope,
she got a force field.
Actually, it hit my IUD.
Like Tetris.
The IUD was a boomerang. I went, cha-ching, no thanks. Okay, we're all going to hell. Have a great day. I'll talk about Mexico next. How's that?
Say less.
After Little Boo Thang. 103.7 Kiss FM. Thanks for coming by, Lala and Destiny.
You're welcome.
Appreciate y'all, man.
No problem, guys.
And thanks for the No Man November advice that I'm never going to take.
You already know that was a lost piece of information.
Kiss FM. All right, Green Day tickets coming up very shortly.
At any minute.
Any minute.
Honestly.
We had Destiny and Lala swing by, and that was great because they wanted to drop off something in case you have the baby any day now, DZ.
Which, honestly, it is any day now, so I appreciate it. You know, hooked it up. Mm-hmm. Hooked it up. Appreciate. Loves, y'all.
I actually wanted to do an Am I the Jerk this week where I asked if I was the jerk for booking a trip to Mexico with my girlfriends at the time your baby is due.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, nah, it's fine. I said, no, I literally wasn't thinking. My girlfriends go, how about this date in November? And I went, whatever.
That's fine.
Let me know when to Venmo you and when to book a flight. That was how it went down. And then we booked it. I went, wait a second. Oh, no. That's Deezy's due date. Hold on. But it was booked and here we are.
It was fine and here we are. And honestly, everybody said you wasn't the jerk.
No.
It's good.
No, I'm the jerk.
No, you I'm think the you're the jerk.
And okay.
If you want to make yourself the jerk, that's fine. You will allow it. But the world and the consensus is that you weren't worried about it.
Can you not have a baby while I'm gone?
I don't really get to control that. I'm so sorry.
Dang it. Well, okay, do you have any advice for me for Mexico? Because I haven't been out of the country. I was thinking about this yesterday. I have my passport. I have everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to travel a ton before I had kids and a little bit after.
Yeah.
And then I got divorced and it was me and the two little kids and we went nowhere but the Dells.
But this
if it
is
wasn't
different.
The Dells, we weren't going, okay?
This ain't the Dells.
Now I'm going finally again back to traveling with my girls.
Yep.
And here we come, Mexico, for all inclusive at the beach for a few days.
You about to go in.
I'm ready. These are my high school friends.
It's ladies trip out in Mexico.
And these are like friends I laugh with. I love these friends. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be nothing but good times.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for me?
My advice?
Yeah, for leaving the country or don't come back or
well,
what?
Well, I do got a little bit of advice.
What?
Bottled water only.
Okay.
And I know a lot of places have changed.
All inclusives.
For the most part, you good, but try to avoid drinking any type of like just tap. You know, just because your body might not be able to process it.
And
you're
I
not
do it
from
in Wisconsin.
The area. And do that
actually,
anywhere.
Actually, that's a good idea. Yeah, I went on a day with a guy who worked with pipelines, and he grossed me out when he told me about how nasty tap water is. Like, I got grossed out by it, actually.
See, there you go. So just like that, I'd say, one piece of advice? Mm-hmm. Listen.
So no tap water, fair.
Bottled water, right? Eat as much as you can.
I'm going to eat.
Well,
I'm going to eat.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hydration packets.
Mm-hmm.
Hydration packets. Get those liquid IVs to add to the water. Just make sure there's zero sugar, obviously, for your dietary restrictions.
Right.
But it's because you're going to be having them adult beverages,
I know.
Really, from point A to point Z.
That's
so
the thing.
Whole time,
we're
going to
be
gonna
drinking
be flowing.
The entire time.
And then
my
last piece of advice, pack enough swimsuits because you got to be on point. Bow, bow, bow.
I got some new bikinis because, my new body, I'm not used to this, right?
I'm
a year in. I haven't really been on a beach vacation. I didn't think about this. I haven't been on a beach vacation since I got my new boobs and my new stomach and my new arms.
Bow. I was thinking about it. I was like, you going to want a stunt.
I did get some new swimsuits that I never would have worn a year ago because I had my skin removal, right? Like, I would have had a one piece. All of my bikinis would have had, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're right.
I would have said, honestly, make sure. Mm-hmm. Literally, make sure that all of them are good to go. You want a new bikini every single day.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. I got enough now.
Yeah.
Because swimsuit shopping is fun now. See? Yeah. Somebody texted and said, Allie's going to be the next one on 90 Day Fiancé after her Mexico trip. You guys stop. They're saying I'm going to fall in love and marry a dude and come back engaged is what they're, and end up on that TV show. Knock it off.
Y'all said it, not me.
Knock it off.
Y'all said it, not me.
It's girl time.
Y'all said it, not me.
Somebody said, no raw fruit and veggies and only bottled water.
The raw fruit and veggies. Yeah, that does make sense because it can also hold bacteria.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, prepackaged don't eat.
Stuff. No, prepackaged
drink
stuff.
Drink alcohol.
Cooked food. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the obvious. You know?
Somebody said definitely take a bunch of liquid IV with you down after drinking.
Yeah, I'm telling you, those things are lifesavers.
Really?
You pop one of them bad boys in the morning.
Never had one.
Drink one at night. It's like a, you know.
Can
those,
I get
like,
it through? How much liquid is it?
It's not liquid at all.
Oh.
It's a flavor packet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of them things like the Mio.
What?
Little crystal light kind of looking 100%. Thing where you rip the packet open, dump it in some water. That's what I'm saying. Just make sure they're the zero sugar packets so you can actually use them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But well, I'm very excited.
Because
we're all meeting. None of them live here. These are high school friends. So one is in Chicago.
Right.
She's meeting and then the other one is in Baltimore, Maryland. So we're all meeting.
Where are y'all meeting? In Mexico?
In Mexico. At the airport in Cancun. We all arrive like within an hour of each other in Cancun.
Everybody's flying out solo.
And then we're flying out at the same time.
And y'all converse together. Mm-hmm. Ooh, girlies unite.
I'll be waiting at the airport for my girls.
Y'all got t-shirts, don't y'all?
Don't tell. Yes. Okay, we did. I was so. My girl texted me and said, we are officially those women who have t-shirts we made to take on our trip and we're 40 and go to Mexico. I go,
bust y'all out.
Who are we?
Matching t-shirts. That's who y'all are.
And we've had them for weeks.
Yeah. Y'all are the matching t-shirts mavens.
We are. All right. Well, thanks for the advice. Do not have the baby while I'm gone, please.
I can't stop
please,
any.
God,
I make zero. I can't pinky promise. I can't even regular promise.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Well, then let's give away Green Day tickets instead.
I can promise to do that.
Okay. 414-533-1037. We'll do caller number 25. You are going to go see Green Day when they're in town next summer at AmFam Field on August 24th. Good luck, Kiss FM. Somebody's going to Green Day, 103.7 Kiss FM. Pull up Adrian in West Bend this morning. Hey, Adrian.
Weba.
Hello.
What's going on in West Bend?
Well, I'm just getting ready for work this morning.
Mm. Oh, okay. Where you work? Talk to us. You know we nosy.
I'm a hairdresser in Jackson.
Oh, get your hair did.
Well, Jackson's not that big. The four hairdressers are all calling each other right now. They're like, Adrian's on the air. Do you hear her stealing our business?
Said the fifth one's not answering because she's on the air with us.
Rude. Adrian, you're going to see Green Day.
Yeah, buddy.
Woohoo!
Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
Oh, good. Good. You're going to have a great time next summer.
Think about the hairdo
Thank
now.
Thank you.
And if anybody wants to buy tickets, you can get the presale code 1037kissfm.com. All right. Hold on, Adrian. I'm going to get some info from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. She's going to see Green Day.